Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Life's a joke.
Great Freddie Mercury passed away. This is Oilers Now. What an immense talent. I believe that version. Brendan Escott and myself are just talking from Live Aid. This is Oilers Now. It is brought to you by Digitex. Bob Stauffer with you, joining you from Scottsdale, Arizona. Tonight, the Edmonton Oilers in Glendale, Arizona, the second of a back-to-back after the went into Dallas and saw the Dallas Stars put on a clinic last night on a route to a 4-1 victory, which dropped the Edmonton Oilers to 13-5 on the season. Oilers Now brought to you by Hugh Porter and the staff at Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store. Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Here's what we got. We got a recap and what possible preview we can have. We will tell you that the team, it's about a 2.5-hour flight, surprisingly, from Dallas to Phoenix. We got in at, 1:30-ish in the morning to the area. I landed in Phoenix last night, got to the hotel at about 2:10 to 2:15 in the morning. The team is having a meeting just now as we speak. There will be a quick media availability. On the second of a back-to-back, no formal morning skate for the guys that are going to play. And we're actually not sure who's going to play because I can tell you that I'd be very surprised if Duncan Keith plays after not being able to conclude last night's game. The Oilers down not one, not two, but all three left-shot defensemen in a span of a week since playing the game against Winnipeg. Obviously, the biggest blow is Darnell Nurse, but Duncan Keith left last night's game. The Oilers said it was upper body, looked kind of like core upper body to me. Made me wonder if it was a rib issue. I believe it was Zach Lang tweeted out last night the play on Twitter. Pertaining to what sort of happened to Keith as he got tweaked making a pass and had to leave the game never to return. And the Oilers too inexperienced on the back end to deal with the pace of Dallas's forecheck. The Stars were pumped. They were jacked. Veteran team. And a little bit concerned too for Ryan McLeod because he got a high stick in the face. They missed that one. They missed the high stick in the face in the first shift of the game to Duncan Keith as well. But last night, Dallas was just better in every facet of the game. And the Oilers had problems containing Dallas's power play early in the game. The Stars with the fourth-ranked power play in the NHL. And Edmonton wasn't winning that game last night. Once it was 2-0, if you were in the building, you got the sense that the Oilers weren't going to find a way to get back. Dallas just had it locked down, locked and loaded. So Arizona tonight will set up today's game in the next half hour of the show. 12:35 today from New York City, from the NHL Network, former general manager Tampa Bay Lightning, Brian Lawton. 1:05 today, provincial affairs columnist, cult of hockey writer at the Edmonton Journal, David Staples. 1:20 today, NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling, John Shannon. 1:35 today, with the Arizona Coyotes organization, a guy that, well, the fans in Edmonton way back in 1995 were calling his name. But the Oilers elected to take Steve Kelly instead of Shane Doan. And Doan is a legend down here in the Valley of the Sun. And he is currently the Chief Hockey Development Officer of the Phoenix Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes. And he will be joining us today at about 1:35 to talk a bit about a massive rebuild plan in Arizona. So, again, we'll set things up for tonight's game. Lots of guests on today's show. We will tell you that... you can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. Enjoy the daily $5.99 breakfast special. Tap 25 now starting 8 a.m. The River Cree. Details at rivercreeresort.com. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Get the new floors you've always wanted at 143rd Street, 111th Avenue, or head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more. To our top story. Edmonton trying to rebound after getting schooled a bit in last night's game down in the heart of Texas. The top story for Legacy Heating and Cooling. Whether it's heating or cooling you need, get it with no payments, no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy, Legacy Heating and Cooling. Edmonton takes on the Arizona Coyotes tonight. Before we get to the game day lineup report, let's go into about last night. Our Oilers Now Audio Vault for Direct Workwear. Proud to offer on-site seamstress services and embroidery. Get your workwear and have it customized all one trip. Cam Moon was on the call last night.
The Oilers starting a three-game road trip, and it all begins in Dallas tonight.
Goes to the blue line. Here's Klingberg to the middle. We'll shoot it. Saved by Skinner. Just got enough of it, and it's cleared out. A long pass. Here's Raffle. A breakaway. His shot. Blocker. Save made by Skinner. Kept in on the right point by Klingberg. He'll bring it to the middle. Klingberg. He'll shoot it. Scores. Tipped in front of the net. Looked like Radulov got a piece of it. A power play goal. It's 1-0 Dallas. Klingberg to Hintz. He'll go right across. Scores. Jason Robertson on the right wing. Wires it home as the Dallas Stars crisscross it in the Oiler end. Another power play goal. It's 2-0 Stars. Now to Gurianov. Makes the move in. All alone. Breakaway. Scores. Gurianov went right down the middle. Turned it into a breakaway. And it's 3-0 for Dallas.
Well, you give credit to the Dallas player, and they caught him in stride. And Gurianov picked up a loose puck, and Tyson Barrie was turned the wrong way. And then Gurianov just opened up the Edmonton Oilers' Stuart Skinner.
Skinner on a redirect. Oilers the other way, 2-on-1. Draisaitl with McLeod. Draisaitl to McLeod. Scores! Ryan McLeod puts it home on the pass from Draisaitl, and that cuts the Dallas lead to 3-1.
Suter, left wing point, he'll shoot, scores, tipped in front of the net.
The perfect redirect. That shot looked like it was probably going wide, and Luke Glendening will get the goal for Dallas. It's 4-1 for the Stars.
And again, Duncan Keith left that game in the second period. This after the Oilers' best defenseman, Darnell Nurse, out 2 to 3 weeks with a finger injury. And let's not forget Slater Cuckoo is also out. So all of Edmonton's three left shot D from a week ago at home against the Winnipeg Jets on Thursday, not available for tonight's game. Coach Dave Tippett just confirming that Keith will miss tonight's game in Arizona. William Lagesson will draw it again. We'll hypothesize around what we think the Oilers lineup will look in a second. No morning skate today. Oilers lose last night, and Dave Tippett said to start with, the penalty kill needed to be better.
That's the difference. We didn't kill them tonight. We've been getting some, you know, there's some games that goes like that. When you're able to kill those penalties, you get it done. When we give up 2 power play goals, actually 3, 1 right at the end of it, you're chasing the game. Against a heavy team like that, they're going to play in front of the puck all night, and you get behind, it's hard to jump back in.
Philip Broberg had to step up and play lots of minutes. Might see the same thing happen tonight with William Lagesson drawing in on defense. Here's Dave Tippett on Broberg's performance last night versus Dallas.
Broberg's played fine. Yeah, he's played fine. He's got, you know, tonight probably got more minutes than expected because of the injury, so he's been fine.
Cody Ceci, meanwhile, had these thoughts following last night's game on the assessment of the loss.
I thought we came out pretty good, 5-on-5, and then we took a couple penalties, and they scored on them, and we got behind, and before we knew it, we were chasing the game again. So, we've played pretty good at home. I think we got to find a way to play a little better on the road.
Oilers are 8-1 at home this year. They've dropped to 5-4 before they take on Arizona. One more clip tonight from Cody Ceci. Injuries, every team gets them. Ceci had these comments on the injuries on the back end.
It's definitely a challenge. I mean, those guys eat up pretty big minutes, but it also gives opportunities to some of the younger guys. Broberg's come up, and he's played really well for us so far, and he's a great skater. Thinks the game well and gets his shots through. So it's exciting for him, but it is tough for us to have those guys go missing.
Okay, so there you go. That's our Oilers Now audio vault brought to you by Direct Workwear. Again, proud to offer on-site seamstress services and embroidery. Get your workwear and have it customized all in one trip. Here is a projected lineup, but no morning skate today. The game day lineup report is brought to you by Craig Hummel at Remax Excellence. Find your dream home, list your old home, sold today, Edmonton.ca. So we know that Mike Smith, obviously not an option. Goal Stuart Skinner started last night, so Koskinen, I'll be stunned if he doesn't start tonight. And I don't know if Dave Tippett's just confirmed that in the last minute or two, but Mikko's 9-2 this year, a 2.96 goals against average and a .920 save percentage. And against Arizona in his career, he's 4-1-2 with a 1.96 goals against average and a .931 save percentage. No Darnell Nurse, no Duncan Keith, no Slater Cuckoo. Those are Edmonton's top three left shot options. Could see Russell play with Bouchard, Broberg continue to play with CC, William Lagesson, Dryan, and play with Tyson Barrie, who got walked on that Gurianov goal. I mean, Gurianov was flying, Barrie just come on the ice, tough matchup there, and Gurianov was off to the races. I do think Edmonton will likely start the game. I could be wrong here, but I'm guessing that they'll go back to McDavid with Hyman and Puljujärvi and Drysdale with RNH and Yamamoto. The blender was obviously out in the third period last night. Ryan McLeod got clipped with a stick, and it was a hard one. Usually those get called. Didn't. And again, Dallas was a better team. Maybe there was, you know, no chance Edmonton was going to win that game. But a high stick on Keith in the first shift of the game. McLeod one was really obvious. There was some inconsistency last night with the tandem that officiated that game. McLeod, Fogle, and Cassian. You could see both Turris and Benson come in for tonight's game on the second of back-to-backs. The Oilers have tried to deploy some fresher players in a lineup, as example in Vegas earlier this year when they had an Arizona-Vegas back-to-back. Edmonton 5-4 on the road. They're 13-5 overall, third in the league in goals for 3.72. They're still first in the league in the power play. They had under a minute combined of power play time yesterday, but they're at 38.2%. Their penalty kill dropped in one game because Dallas went 2-for-5 with the extra man from second to sixth in the league, down to 86.4%. I mean, they're still at 124.6% combined on the special teams, which is pretty good. 53% in the faceoff circle. They got taken to the woodshed last night. The Oilers dropped during the course of that game to seventh on faceoffs from fifth. Now, the Arizona team they're playing is 3-0-1 in their last four games. They're banged up in the back end as well. They got a couple of rookies playing on the right side. Dyson Mayo, the former member of the Edmonton Oil Kings, 6 years in the AHL. Cam Dineen out of Sarnia and North Bay is actually a left shot that's playing on the right side. And Lubushkin. Those are their right shot defense. They got Chipper and Gostabear and Kyle Capobianco, who's got 2 goals and 4 points in 5 games this year in Arizona. So between Capobianco, Mayo, and Cam Dineen, those three defensemen have a total combined 41 games of NHL experience. This is not Heiskanen and Klingberg and Esa Lindell at the Edmonton Oilers and Ryan Suter that the Oilers defense are playing against. So they're not playing against a team that's as good on D. We expect Scott Wedgwood to start for Arizona in his career, 49 NHL appearances, a .906 save percentage. He is 3-1-1 this year with a 2.04 goals against average and .940 save percentage. Jacob Chychrun is their top defenseman. He plays 25-17 minutes time on ice per game. Jacob Chychrun is -21. so far in the first 19 games of the season. That's the ugly part of what happens. Like, you know what? When Yakupov went minus 33 and minus 35, that was concerning because he wasn't leading the Oilers forwards in ice time. Sometimes when you're the best defenseman on a crappy team, the numbers maybe make it worse than it really is. I think, to in fairness to Jacob Chychrun, who led the NHL in goals by defense last year with 18, that's part of the story. Now, up front, Nick Schmaltz is out. He's their first-line center. Dmitry Yaskin brought in to be a top-six forward, out of the lineup, and two checking centers. Now, Johan Larson, I know Darcy McLeod, a.k.a. Wood Guy, is a big fan of his, and Jay Beagle are both out. So Beagle and Larson are sort of their checking centers. They'll have Barrett Hayton, a first-rounder, fifth overall in 2018, who went minus 18 last year in 26 games in the minors. Travis Boyd, who's played pretty well for Arizona. Jan Jenik, who is with Hamilton in the OHL, that's Steve Staios' club, and Ryan Dzingel at center. Strength down the middle, not exactly a strength right now for Arizona. So Hayton with Clayton Keller, who's never scored in 13 games against Edmonton, and Phil Kessel, who the word is the Coyotes are trying to move here. Boyd with Lawson Krause, who I'm told is a bit of an untouchable, and Alex Galchenyuk. Jan Jenik with Roussel and Erickson. Both Roussel and Erickson came over in that salary dump deal by Arizona, where Arizona took back Roussel, Beagle, and Erickson for a combined $12 million, and then packaged off Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Connor Garland, got a first-round pick that turned out to be Edmonton's Dylan Gunther from the Oil Kings, and then Dzingel with O'Brien and Hudson Fashing, who's a career minor leaguer. The Arizona Coyotes have $74.8 million on the cap. For next season, they've only got $29 million committed. Kessel at 6.8, Erickson at 6, Roussel at 3, Beagle at 3, Strahlman, who's out on defense, at 5.5, along with Galchenyuk, Boyd, Labushkin, Larson, Yaskin, Dzingel, and Carter Hutton, who is supposed to be their number one goalie. These guys are all pending UFAs. They do have 3 first-round picks and 5 second-round picks. So clearly the situation Arizona's in is obvious. And the Oilers, you know, if ever you're going to play a game without your top 3 left-shot defense options, tonight's the night. Got to find a way to win. Got to bounce back after that performance last night. So there it is, the game day lineup report for Craig Hummel at RE/MAX Excellence. It is 12:23 at Edmonton. Edmonton to take on the Arizona Coyotes to tell you about the rest of the NHL action.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And coming up in NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing, that will be Brendan Escott when we return in 3 minutes' time in Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
All right, let's go to 2 quick texts here at 12:26. Bob, the Oilers need to trade for some bite. There's no you-know-what in the lineup. Basically, you have to spit in Cassian's face to get him involved. Miles Wood or McLeod out of Jersey, Sherrod out of Montreal. Your thoughts? I don't find Michael McLeod to be an overly aggressive player. Miles Wood is injured and he's gone for the entire year. Ben Sherrod's name's out there. It makes sense. Another guy
Well, we'll see what happens with Sherratt. I mean, that's a deadline deal for me. And the word is they're asking for a first-round draft choice. And Katie Kay, Bob, the officials set a bias precedent from the drop of the puck last night, says Katie Kay. It was clear that the Stars would get the benefit of every call in every situation for the full 60 minutes last night. How can the NHL continue to allow this happen? Removing the Oilers from this significant issue, how can the NHL expect sponsorship dollars to come in places like betting organizations when games are managed rather than officiated like last night's was, KDK? See, here's the thing. You can say, and I'll say this, Dallas was the infinitely better team last night. Absolutely. There's no question they were going to win that game. But you can also say there was some strange missed calls on high sticks that could have changed at least a little bit of the complexion, and especially given the strength of Edmonton's power play. And it's the first shift on Keith and then the one on McLeod. Like, I'm not sure how they missed that. The other thing is, because, you know, we were in the building, the officials last night were keeping a very animated conversation with some of Edmonton's players. The veteran teams, I care what anybody says, veteran teams get veteran calls. That's just the reality of the situation. It's how the NHL works. Let's go to NHL Today for our friends at Elite Promotional Marketing, company branded apparel, products, and awards, all created in-house. Shop local at ElitePromoMarketing.com. Here's Brendan Escott.
13 other games and a busy night of NHL action. Vancouver is in Pittsburgh. Winnipeg visits Columbus. Montreal is in Washington. Los Angeles hosts Toronto, and San Jose entertains Ottawa. Puck drop between the Oilers and the Coyotes, 8 o'clock tonight on 630 CHED. The face-off show follows the 6 o'clock news. Not much else going on. Nathan Bastian, an interesting player on waivers this afternoon, and Morgan Frost was recalled by Philadelphia on an emergency basis. Bakersfield Condors are on the road against Ontario on Friday this weekend before hosting San Diego on Saturday night, and the Oil Kings and Red Deer Rebels will square off at Rogers Place tonight before hitting the road to play the Hurricanes. The Oil Kings will in Lethbridge on Friday.
That's a big one tonight at Rogers Place. Tickets available at oilkings.ca. Nathan Bastian's going to get claimed. Now, I know earlier this year, who was the guy that was in San Jose that went to Toronto, the tough guy that got sent down? I said that guy might get claimed. Bastian's going to get claimed. Yeah. Bastian's going to get claimed. I don't know who claims him. Someone's going to claim him. So keep an eye on that. He can kill penalties. He's a bigger body. Not a great technical fighter, but he's not timid. And someone's going to end up picking up Nathan Bastian. I can see that happen. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Kevin Robertson, Brian Lawton from the NHL Network when we return on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.